It's great to be back home. Home is where I want to be. I've been on the road so long, my friend. And if you came along, I know you couldn't disagree. It's the same old story. Tell me what you come here for, boy. You better get your bags and leave. You're in trouble, boy, and now you're heading into poor. It's the same old story. Everywhere I go, I get slandered.
Everybody, welcome to Thursday.
Well, it's been Thursday for them for a long time.
Rats. Yeah.
For us though, it just started.
We just woke up.
Yeah.
We actually only exist when we're on the radio. It's this weird reverse solipsism thing with our listeners. Yeah. When we're not being observed.
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah. Hi. Hot Stuff is a Hot Stuff decided to greet the day with a an entire bottle of amaretto. He's like the girl drink drunk from that, what is it, Kids in the Hall sketch.
I think I remember seeing that at some point.
The alcoholic who just drinks everything with, you know, giant umbrellas and big skewers of fruit in it. Yeah.
That's not a bad way of living, though.
I guess not. Hey, great Vox levels, we're told.
Great Vox.
Yes.
Huh.
By the Voxy lady, whose job it is to monitor those things. I guess, yeah. So we're an hour later, which I didn't know because I don't read any of my emails ever. There's been an email sitting in my box for 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Telling you about the schedule change.
Yeah. It didn't say schedule change. It was just like, here's the schedule. And I look at it, and it's this giant complicated grid. And I'm like, what time zone am I in? Ah, fuck it. They tell me if something changed. And then they do. When I start making
announcements that are wrong,
yeah. Are you eating a bowl of burrito fixins?
Maybe.
No, I was curious as to what it was. I wasn't chiding you for being on the radio.
Yeah.
Sorry,
the listeners at home can hear me chewing. It's just so delicious.
Yeah. Hot Stuff hates the sound of chewing.
That's not exactly true. It's just this
you
weird
just make the sound of your dad chewing.
Well, I mean that's the start of it. It's this weird pet peeve that developed when I was in high school that if I'm hungry and I hear somebody else chewing loudly, I just want to deck them. Yeah. I don't understand it. It's very strange. We have some questions.
Yeah, I know. We have questions. Has anything? We're not going to get any questions mid-show. Well, there's going to be a long time where we don't get any questions.
But this is actually ideal because we start off the show with the the gap, and then the last half of the show people can still write in.
Yeah, stuff that they were listening to before. Well, I wonder if we have fewer listeners. I wonder if we'll end up having fewer listeners because of the rollover.
Or maybe more.
That could be. Because does the stuff to do during rollover link to the radio?
Radio. I guess it used to, at least. I haven't looked at it in a while.
Hey. So, sorry, everybody, about the weird lag. It's not really weird. We know exactly why it's happening, and we're doing it on purpose. But it was especially screwed up after a rollover last night, and will probably be pretty screwed up after rollover tonight. Once everyone has logged in at least once, it will be fine. I just found a great big pile of food on my armrest, which I'm just going to keep touching. I know, it fell out of my delicious burrito.
And then I dumped some of it onto my mouse pad.
Yeah. anyway. Yeah, so here's the deal. We're retarded.
Not exactly.
We made an assumption. There was this glitch in some code that stores flags that was causing people to get many, many multiples of copies of certain flags in the table.
And when we say many, we mean...
Yeah, like
many.
Hundreds of thousands in some cases. See, here's the deal. The flags table is very old, right? It predates me knowing anything about databases, for instance. And so when we created the most recent, like the daily flags table, let's say, we were like, oh, okay, we'll put a unique index on player ID and what flag it's storing so that, you know, in case anything ever tries to generate an extra copy, it'll just fail. You know, and we will know that there was only ever one copy. And we were like, well, we should do that to the flag table. But then we looked at it and like, well, there's you know, 12 million rows in the flag table. We would have to take the game down for a couple hours to add that index to the flag table. So, you know what? It'll probably be fine. But then some code got changed. And both Xenophobe and I claim responsibility for this. I honestly don't know which of us did it. But it basically made it so, yeah, it could have been both of us. Anytime a flag got set to a value that it was already at, it was creating another copy of the flag in the table. And so the flag table was just hugely, hugely bloated.
Yeah, and there are certain cases where every time you visit a particular zone, it checks to see if you have a flag, and then if it'll reset the flag to the current state.
Yeah. And so there's something weird in checking your mail. So any bots that were checking their K-mail every 10 seconds just would have, you know, tens or hundreds of thousands of copies of this one flag. But yeah, so basically when you log in, it's now checking to see if any of your flags are in that state and deleting them. And that delete is kind of database hammery because it's, you know, at any given point, there is probably a query running that's hand-picking 30 or 40,000 rows out of a table and deleting them all.
It's interesting that you chose that it seems more preferable to have everybody have sort of minor lag for a couple days than it is to just take the game down for a couple hours and do
yeah,
it all at once.
You know, I don't like downtime. Because the game is playable, you know, it's just
sure.
Every once in a while something might hang for a few seconds, you know, while the flag table is locked, yeah. Yeah, or, you know, I could run a query to see how it's doing, see how the progress is, and I could fuck up and not limit that query, and I could bring the entire game to a halt while that query tries to write an enormous temp table to disk.
You brought the entire game to a halt?
I did.
For everybody?
Yeah, last night.
Wow.
It kicked everyone off.
Off?
Yeah. Well, what it did was it prevented any of their online... It didn't really kick them off. It just prevented them from showing up as online. I'm like, huh, this is taking a while. And I looked to see how many people were online, and it was like, oh, there's 30. Oh, that's cool. anyway, but I crushed that process. But now I'll never know how it turned out. That the query I ran that would have generated more data than would probably fit in
the universe.
Available RAM on my Firefox display. Anyway. But yeah, it theoretically, it is getting better every time. That table is already 70% the size that it was yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, it's maybe not quite. It's at 80%. It's gone from almost 19 million rows to 14 and change. And keeps going to... It's awesome. We've been worried. Man, the flag table's getting big. This really sucks. The flag table's getting totally big. What minor tweaks can we do to stop this from getting so big? Oh, we could fix this huge glaring bug that's making it probably four or five times the size that it needs to be. And tremendous savings. Very little work.
Four or five times?
I honestly don't know, because I was expecting... So if it were, like, 1,000 times as big as it was supposed to be, you know, I think it would have gotten significantly smaller. The trouble is, checking for multiple copies. I could probably do it during rollover, and it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But checking to see what kind of shape it's in is gonna grind the game to even more of a halt.
We'll see.
What else have we been doing since Monday?
You did a couple minor updates.
We did a bunch of minor updates.
Well, we did a ton of bug fixes and stuff like that.
What did we roll out?
The
vanilla chef staves, yeah.
Not made actually out of vanilla. More vanilla. Tea kettles.
More tea kettles?
More like tea kettles.
I got a fever.
You got a fever.
And the only prescription is more tea kettles?
Yeah. We've been talking a lot about content for the future.
I'm having static issues. I wonder if that's because I'm messing with
you. You keep touching the cords.
I keep touching the cords. I should stop touching the cords. Let's see. I'm going to tighten everything and then see if the static issues go. Thanks. Okay, well, some of these got read on Monday. Arcone.
I see a lot of people wishing you a happy birthday.
Arcone's been around for a long time.
Yeah, that is his question, though.
When's reset going to happen? Seriously, get on the ball, man.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Gone now and you're much quieter, he said.
Huh.
That's weird. I'm still showing up pretty loud on...
Your monitor?
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll see.
Can I like, point to you, like, point to my mic and, like... go like this, which is a gesture that nobody at home can see, or it's like somebody on stage being like, can I get more of me in the monitor?
Okay. Another DJ saying sound the same and Fusilla Ben tells me I should stop fucking with the chords. Fine. I'll find something else to fidget with.
Fusilla Ben and I accidentally butted heads by trying to be productive. We both did the exact same thing and got somebody confused. We're looking to attend Gen Con this year in August in Indianapolis. Not as exhibitors, though.
Add to your list of things that we're supposed to do to put a front page announcement about Comic Con.
Oh. The now?
Yeah.
This early?
Yeah. I think I typically do stuff like that like 2 weeks before.
Okay. Comic Con front page announcement. I have spent much of the past several days doing layouts and materials for conventions and convention going.
A lot of printing stuff. We found a much better way of doing redemption code things than printing out stickers and manually sticking them on shit. This may or may not work out, but what we're trying to do is to put a redemption code into every Gen Con goodie bag
for
all 30,000 of their attendees. And before, the idea of 30,000 redemption code static is back. God damn it.
Is it you? Is it
I wonder if it is me, because I took a tangle of cords that was sitting on top of my lap and... You know, it's this shit from Radio Shack.
Yeah,
you should maybe get entirely new cords, for Sildon says, but, you know... Okay. Hey, wait, you know, I can hear the static if I actually turn the monitor up, so... Now, that is a terrible buzzing.
What? How could that possibly be happening? We're like...
No, it just went away.
Okay.
Huh. Well.
What's the story?
I don't know. I haven't. Yep, this tangle of wires? Yeah. Well, if I play a song, I'm not going to be able to hear whether the static's there or not. I don't know. Okay, so static now.
This is good radio, right here. incredible.
It's...
Yeah. What?
Okay, there it goes.
Alright.
Oh, now it's staticky again. Yeah. So, this thing right here.
Oh, it's just the connector. You need to get a new... Sounds like...
A new headset or a new splitter?
I don't know. Is it the... the splitter, right? Because... A plug.
So basically, if I'm holding it up, the static is not there, but if I try and put it down... God damn it. Well, sorry about this, kids. You know, I love these headsets. I'm just going to switch splitters. What if I use this three-way splitter and only use two of them? I think that's a terrible idea, too. Okay. We're gonna spend a second here switching... Wait?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's maybe the splitter, because now if I mess with your headset, it's doing it, too.
Up here for a few seconds.
Dead air.
You can hear me now, which is exciting. I was pulling it.
Yeah, now. Okay. Alright, so that got rid of static. Seriously, that fucking thing is from Radio Shack. Now you talk.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Alright.
No static.
Okay, so you think it's a splitter?
Yeah, well.
I mean, these are identical splitters, aren't they?
Are they? This one's not from fucking Radio Shack.
Are you sure?
Seriously, when we use things from Radio Shack, there is horrible goddamn noise.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Although, it is Radio Shack.
It doesn't say Radio Shack on it.
I think it does.
No, it says Radio Shack. Yeah. I'll be damned.
It could just be that they have just cheap materials, you know?
Yeah, could be. Well,
should I throw this away?
I'll just throw that away.
Okay.
Because otherwise it's going to happen again. Sorry about all that, folks.
Yeah, I'll throw that away after the show.
Although, you know, it's... Aha, when the cords are fucked up, Hot Stuff's voice goes away. So maybe it's just one end of that splitter. And maybe me moving around was causing your end to connect and disconnect. And stuff.
Weird.
Okay, sorry, guys. At least there's not the constant hum from that other shitty piece of wire at the office. I have got to remember to buy a long, like, headset extension cord to replace that one, which just creates all that huge buzz at the office.
Is it just the cord that's doing it?
I think so. There is buzz when that thing is plugged in, and there is not buzz when it is not plugged in.
You don't think that's going to be a feature of any long cord, though?
I don't know.
We just should bite the bullet and get good microphones.
I just don't want to have to...
No, but I mean, headsets. Good microphone headsets.
I mean, do you think they make good headset mics?
Yeah. We went to a show where the singer was a drummer, and she had a headset, and the sound quality was great.
That show was terrible.
Yeah.
I don't want to just stop being funny or cool.
I don't think the headset makes us funny or cool.
Well, but you don't know.
That's true.
It's a question that no one knows the answer to.
That is true.
Sylphane Ray asked, hey, Jick, do you think you'll ever be doing any high-level optional quests? Definitely.
Yeah.
Sild says, have/Hobopolis/dungeon or something? If you had several dungeons, having a channel for each might be a little much eventually. I would argue that if we added several dungeons, having all of the output in a single channel would be a little much.
Yeah.
And, you know, the dungeons are probably all going to have stupid names, so it's not like they're going to overlap with other chat room namespace that we'd have to worry about.
Yeah, I think it's preferable. The idea eventually that you could have in a single clan three or four dungeon runs going on at the same time, and people could be in different ones and not have the need to be in all the different dungeon chats. I think it will be fine. You know, it'll be kind of preferable to do that rather than, you know, we sort of inadvertently gave people the option for 10 million meat to have like a private within a clan chat channel. If you know, like if they just open a Hobopolis specifically for the chat channel, and then only give, say, the officers the ability to go into the dungeon, then they can all listen to the, or can anybody in a clan listen to the
officers and not the gentlemen?
Yes. Can anybody in a clan listen to the chat channel even if they're not
given
permission?
So, yes.
Yeah. Well, never mind.
Yeah. Although I don't, because the thing is, I think that the implementation of the chat channel came before the implementation of the can enter the dungeon.
Right. It did, in fact.
Permission. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, rather than doing a direct mechanical reprint of the Doppelshifter, why not do something else random but with a new mechanic? For example, how about a familiar that picks a new form at the beginning of the first combat and stays in that form for, say, 1d10 turns, and then changes to something else? That would retain the neat randomness of the Doppelshifter, but it would be different enough that people would want to have both. I don't actually know that people would want to have both in that case. I feel like the Doppelshifter is always going to be more desirable.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Because you can't compare them in terms of utility, because neither of them has any utility.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're both interesting. The ability to see what stuff something is doing over multiple turns would probably be preferable to just the one turn at a time. Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway, Dr. Van Den Mojo also asked, would it be possible to put a notice board or something in the clan dungeon where people will see dungeon-related announcements before descending into these sewers or sewer analogs?
What if you did, like, you know, there's the current clan announcements that show up below the clan hall.
Yeah.
Just do one below the basement.
I don't know. You know, a lot of stuff we could put in without having to really worry about interface stuff if we just made it, like, you know, we gave clan leaders or clan officers a BMOTD command in chat that just set their current clan's basement message of the day to something, and, yeah. Yeah. You know, there's all kinds of things like that that we could add without really polluting the user interface at all.
Yeah. It could show up, like, when it gives you the announcement of whether you can be in Hobopolis or not, it could show up the BMOTD or something.
Squee says, how completely freaked out would you be if, by coincidence, for an entire day, no players logged in? I would say that I would probably flip my shit entirely. The Gun Run says, hey guys, it's been 2 years since the last lightning round, and I would like to celebrate this with another. I want to know if you guys will be willing to do another lightning round on the 31st of July. Are you going to be here on the 31st of July?
I am not. I'm going to be in Boston, or in transit to Boston. I'm going back to photograph a wedding, sort of.
The 24th of July, there will probably not be a show.
Shoo.
Because that's during Comic-Con. I'd do a lightning round next week. Because, you know, it's just him asking us 100 questions,
yeah, right,
and then us answering them without
reading
the questions. Yeah, so, yeah. I'll do one on the 17th, the Gun Run, if you want to do that. Missing number says, there's four different lines in my dungeon log saying I started a tire avalanche. One of them says two turns. I'm assuming the lines are differentiated by size, but they don't say tire number.
Huh.
Right. That was one of the first things I put in logging for, and I was logging the size.
Oh, were you?
Of the tire avalanche. I probably shouldn't. We don't store any details about anything else.
That's right. That's very well.
Let me just fix that now.
Did you fix that?
That bug? No.
Okay.
There's a bug that's making a certain technique for speeding up the burial ground work sort of exponentially more than it was supposed to. Add clan raid log. Gonna change that little num tires variable to a zero. Okay, that should not happen anymore. Missing no. Missing no created a situation where there's a missing no.
Dr. Moto's question, which I'm not gonna read out loud, because if it's not stripping out commas, is it not stripping out other characters, and is that a potential hole?
Well, it is. Huh. Yeah, it's possible.
Okay.
Well, no. What's probably happening is it is stripping everything. It is stripping out
everything
after the comma, yeah. Because it's just taking the... Because if you try and cast the string 100, comma, 000 as an integer in PHP, it's just going to cast. It's going to give you 100.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
never mind. I'm always very nervous about stuff that could potentially be infinite meat exploity.
A Deadhead says, with the addition of the Spice Melange, a player can get 1,400 turns in one day, and therefore solo Hobopolis. Who pushed you over the edge to put in spice drops for the sandworm? We'd been intending to do it since NS13. We had been sort of not even arguing, just not making any decisions on what the sort of what level of awesomeness the melange was going to be. You know,
it is amazing to me that it is currently, or at least earlier today, was over 2 million meat each in the mall, and there were very few of them. I mean, they're the closest things we've come to giving you a sober pill for years, you know.
Still 2.3 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what was so hard about coming up with it. It's probably too powerful.
It's great.
But just having it, I think we were talking about making it food that removed drunkenness or, you know, a spleen item that removed fullness and drunkenness or whatever, and we just went, well, what should we make it cost? What should we make it do? What should we make it cost? What should we make it do? What should we make it cost? What should we make it do? And
we usually change voices like that when we're having a discussion.
And then I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. It's not going to be a spleen item at all.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you know, we can put arbitrary restrictions on anything we want, so...
It's weird that spleen, which was kind of an arbitrary restriction in the beginning, has become a non-arbitrary restriction.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes me wish that there were... it makes me wish there were more things like that. It honestly makes me wish that if you had 10 potion class effects active, that you just couldn't use any more potions.
Sort of like accordion thief buffs and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That would, I think... make a lot of potions not valuable.
Yeah.
And right now everything is potentially valuable.
Yeah, no, I know. It's just rough because every time we add, you know.
But then we could put consumption requirements on certain potions.
Sweet, people would love that.
Yeah,
people like consumption requirements.
Yep.
So I was inspired. I think I saw like a Boing Boing post that was like scans of people's notebooks, like the person who created Twitter, right? It was like a scan of the picture he drew. This is my new idea for a website, and you know, it looks like a website. And there were a lot of people. It turns out, like, hey, check it out. Here's mine. And so there were all these pictures that were like people drawing out what the website was going to look like.
What Twitter was going to look like?
Yeah.
Everybody got the same idea.
Yeah, it was awesome. So yeah, I started drawing up some fake screenshots for the new PvP. Yeah, some actual serious work has gone into that in the last day or two. So it's
a long way off.
It is a long way off. Yeah.
Once after we get it coded, it's going to be.
Yeah, I feel like it's probably, you know, if we just we make all the decisions, then it's going to be a month and a half before we can even really test it.
And then that'll be a long time, and then there's going to be a lot of tweaking. Yeah. And so here's the thing, like, do we release it not fully tweaked and balanced and just sort of let people play with it, and then as the dominant strategies come up, we rebalance it, or do we...
That worked for Hobopolis.
Yeah, but it...
We haven't really changed anything.
Well, true.
Maybe we're just that good at balancing stuff.
No, we really aren't.
Come on. Don't sell ourselves short.
As long as things are fun. Like, that's I guess my main thing. Is if we can make PvP fun, even if it's not fully balanced, that's cool. And then we balance it enough so that it is fun enough for people to play and want to be involved in.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm excited about it. Although I keep imagining how it's actually going to work from a player's perspective, I keep coming up with things that I'm like, fuck, this is going to piss people off. It's going to annoy people. There's all kinds of things that are going to annoy
people.
It's
going to be tricky.
Yeah. Somebody with 1,000 effects going in, it's like, I want to do some PvP the way you're imagining it. You're going to be like,
yeah.
Screw you.
Well, no.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe we don't get rid of all the old PvP stuff, you know? There could be some option for, like, maybe the old PvP.
We could put it in a ghetto in town.
What
the old PvP ghetto
is. The old PvP could be like some sort of like campsite attack or something, because a lot of the things are kind of, you know, your campsite stuff affects it, right?
Yeah.
And the new vision of PvP, none of that none of that has any impact whatsoever. So
we have PvP and campsite versus campsite?
Well, I don't know. Something. I mean, that way you're not just destroying all the work that a lot of people have put in to build up all their mini-game stats and stuff.
Alright. Hey, here's a question. People are saying, like, one of the main problems with the current PvP system is that rank is meaningless. You don't want to have a high rank. What do you suppose would happen if we put in some stuff in an NPC store that you could only buy if you had a high enough rank? What do you think people would do then? If it was cool, but not super cool, you know? Like, you know, a tattoo.
Right.
You know, stuff that would give you an advantage. You know, maybe stuff that would give you an advantage in PvP. Maybe, you know... Maybe something cool, you know? Maybe some kind of...
It could be like a hardcore store. So, like, if you're in hardcore and have a high enough rank and stuff, that'd be interesting, I guess.
You get some kind of potions.
Something that could give you...
Something that could impact a hardcore run, yeah. Like, you know, just some you can buy one per day or you can use one per day crazy MP restorative potion or something. That'd be interesting.
giving advantages like that allows people who are interested in griefing the option of looking for somebody who's like, all right, I'm going to go do my speed run, and of course I'm going to go PvP to do it or whatever, and then somebody can be like, ha-ha, I'm going to screw with you while you're trying to do your speed run.
Right.
Which is cool, you know?
I'm saying, if we could spend 15 minutes and throw a bone to the current PvP people.
Yeah. Totally unbalance the entire game.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the best things that we've done have been ill-considered 15-minute...
Maybe.
Knee-jerk reactions to some dumb idea. Frankenbean says, have you folks considered shortages in items at the Demon Market and other stores? Like, some days the truck with easy cook ovens doesn't show up, so no cooking for you on that day. That would really suck for a new player.
That's the kind of randomness that people would just be like, that sucks.
Yeah, people were so mad about that clover change at the Hermit. But you know what? It did what we wanted it to do.
Yeah.
ACM says, nice update to add player class to the loot dropdown. The kind of trivial update that removes nightmares of administration.
I'd hate to have administration nightmares. You wake up in a cold sweat and you're like, oh my god, the dropdowns.
System administration nightmares would be terrible. You'd be like, the server's fucked up.
Have you ever had a dream where some aspect of KOL was in peril?
I don't think so.
That's interesting. You don't consider it like your child, and it's like the web servers are trapped in a well or something?
But I mean, do people have dreams about their children being in danger?
Wells?
Like, I don't...
Lassie does all the time.
Yeah, I don't think those are dreams, dude. How many kids have to drown before you start taking that bitch seriously?
There's usually not water in the wells, right? Usually when the kids fall down the well, it's, like, dry at the bottom.
Huh.
Well, I mean, I say that, but, like, in the movies, it's always dry. They're not, like, floating.
I don't really understand how they dug wells like that. Like an artesian well, right, that, like, goes down and then it opens up into a big area in the bottom. Like,
is that how an artesian well works?
I think so. I think that's what...
They don't just...
I think that's how they...
dig a hole down to the water table and then build a circular hole.
I don't know. If I knew anyone from Artesia, I could ask them. No, I'm pretty sure that a typical well opens up down at the bottom. The thing is, I guess, it's not like the water table is just solid water, right? It takes
it
a long
water,
time for
it... water in.
It's water in, right?
But,
it takes a long time for the water to seep in, so you could dig it out... before you could just dig it really quickly before it filled up,
right?
And then hope that your buddies on the surface were still there with the rope, because otherwise you're like, fuck, I'm just gonna sit here and spend all week drowning.
But why do you think it opens up into a large space down at the bottom? Yeah, this picture of an artesian well is just a pipe down to the...
Oh, yeah?
Down in the ground.
Well, sorry.
Yeah, it's artesian well because it's an artesian aquifer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does Wikipedia have a list of different kinds of wells?
There's oil wells.
Simeon had written, "How about an update for Cobb's Knob so the king doesn't appear in his chamber anymore after you've defeated him?" Yeah, I gave myself that as a to-do list item. You know what I would like to use to maintain to-do lists is my iPhone, but I can't because the software update's not there yet. I got all these applications ready to put on my iPhone, I want to run them, but I can't because the software update, which was apparently available for a little while, is no longer available.
iPhone 2.0, or iPhone G3, or whatever you want to call it, is out tomorrow, in case you haven't been following the news, and you live in a hole, and you don't like nice things. So, I'm wondering if I should just go to an AT&T store. You know what pisses me off about the data plans? Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, why do they charge $1 billion for every text message? Like, that seems a little high.
Yeah.
Because I don't have $1 billion.
Yeah.
And I like to send a text message.
Yeah.
And the fact that the data, or the SMS plans, the text messaging plans go from $5 for 200 messages to $15 for 1,500 messages, and there's nothing in the middle.
Right.
It's kind of frustrating. Because they know that 200 is too small or too few for most people. 500 would be enough for most people in a given month. But they don't offer that plan for $10.
I would never have imagined that I would send more than 200 text messages in one month.
But I'm sure you do.
Yeah, no, I do all the time, especially because this phone just makes it so nice.
Right, and that's the whole point. So, and SMS is just, it is less data being sent over the same network than loading a web page, and the web page is just, you get an infinite amount of internet access for included. That just does not make any sense.
Speaking of which, I tried out the Kindle the other day.
Yeah.
Kindle still just unlimited, free, ubiquitous internet access.
Does not make any
sense. What the fuck? I mean, granted, it's internet access on a Kindle. So
is it like a Lynx browser?
Yeah, well, it'll actually display some graphics.
Weird.
Yeah. It does no layout, though. Like, it doesn't do any tables, it doesn't do any CSS. So it's pretty, it's good for reading blogs and blabs.
I just don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. Missing number says, let's see. So what exactly is the swamp I hear a lot of mentioning about? A new clan dungeon? The Nemesis Lair? Something too secret to mention by anything other than a code name? No. It was just us talking about the
hypothetical
single-player high-level content that all takes place in a certain geographical region.
We actually have one in mind, and it's not a swamp.
No, it's a swamp.
It's a volcano.
It's a volcanic swamp, yeah. We're starting to use we're running out of things, you know, we're running out of settings, so we're starting to use the multi-lands for Magic the Gathering. The next bit of content takes place on a taiga. The fuck is a taiga?
It's like,
no, I'm sure you can tell me. It's not like
Siberian.
No one knows what a taiga is. It's just, you know. What were the multi-lands? There was Bayou, Tundra, Taiga. Savannah was like mountain and plains. Yeah.
How do you combine mountains and plains?
Yeah. I mean,
that doesn't make any sense.
Or was a plateau? Was it like a plateau?
I really don't remember.
Yeah.
I only had one or two multi-lands. I thought they were pretty cool, though.
Yeah, you know, it didn't really make sense. What sucked about those, I can see why they took them out, because they are rares that are just so much better than commons that, you know, it is a card that, you know, like I can see why they took the Soul Ring out. As much as I hated to see the Soul Ring get taken out, it was a card that I put in every single deck that I ever made.
What does it do?
It was like, I don't remember how much it cost to cast. It was either one or two colorless mana to cast, and you could tap it for two colorless mana.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
It might have been one colorless to cast. I think you could actually get it out on the first turn if you had it in your hand, and then on your second turn you had four mana available as opposed to... Let's see if so. SOL, if you're looking it up. Not SOUL.
That's why I didn't remember.
Plus it was a cool picture, too. It was like a solar flare in a ring shape. It was like
a solar flare.
Sweet. It's like the sun giving me some colorless mana.
It's
one colorless tap tattoo. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And why wouldn't you put that in every deck?
Because it's yeah.
Well, unless it was like a white weenie deck that you didn't have anything with any colorless mana cost or whatever.
Right.
You know, or a deck that was nothing but Will o' the Wisps, Dark Rituals. What else could you get for one black?
I don't remember. The Plaguerats. What they want?
Plaguerats were one black and one colorless, I think. I'm trying to avoid anything colorless.
I see.
I don't know if they were one black and one colorless, but.
Probably.
Unholy Strength. Right? Will o' the Wisp with Unholy Strength on it? Fuck yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Will o' the Wisp was awesome. Because it regenerated, man.
Wasn't it 1/1?
It was 0/1 regenerating flying for one black mana.
What does the regenerating mean?
That if it got killed, you could spend one black to bring it back.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty nice.
Dredge Skeletons were 1/1, non-flying, had regeneration, but they cost one black and one colorless.
I see.
So did the Drowned, I think.
Well, so you could block a... As long as it didn't have trample, you could block a huge creature with a Will o' Wisp.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as you had some mana. No, it was awesome.
You could block... Black. You could block...
You could block a Shivan Dragon?
Yeah.
Shivan Dragon have trample?
I don't remember. Man. 120 minutes of...
There wasn't a lot of stuff with flying. There wasn't a lot of stuff with flying and trample, as I recall. Magic was good back in the day before Exmudex talked them into balancing it. Darcel says, I'm a beekeeper too, and it's true that honey can kill babies. Milk plus honey plus weak immune system equals botulism. By the way, beekeeping is an awesome hobby. I don't know.
No, it does not have trample, by the way.
Okay. If the island map is a magical map that lets you point to where you want to go and then you're instantly teleported there, why do I have to fight my way through to access the side areas? Well,
Wait, sorry, I missed this whole question.
It allows you to walk there really fast. It allows you to walk there so fast that you basically get there instantly, but if there's something in your way, you still have to fight through it.
What is this?
We were talking about it on Monday.
Oh, okay.
Antoid says, do plus monster level modifiers affect Hobopolis monsters? Yes. Also, are there any mind control device drops, or is that information classified? No, there are not, and yes, that information is classified. Fuck!
Well, you just gave everybody who's listening to the radio show a security clearance. That's fine.
Sure. Yeah. NC Sorcerer
says... We'll be
doing
background checks.
So, Jake, what do you think about my Doppelshifter idea I posted on the forums? I'm not sure. I actually haven't been following that thread as closely. The threads that make everybody else mad are the only ones that I like to read. I've been reading the Why Did Hobopolis Succeed Where NS13 Failed.
I can't believe that thread is still going on.
Well, there's still a lot of people... Like, sweet, I can finally piss and moan about NS13 again.
Yeah.
Chemistron says, I was listening to the show archives from April 23rd, 2007, when the topic of hobos arose. The question was, why aren't there any girl hobos? Since Hobopolis didn't exist back then, I can only assume they were talking about real life, and Mrs. Skullhead answered, that's because they're called whores. Which brings me back to the kingdom. Why aren't there any whores in Hobopolis? I don't think I agree with her assertion that female hobos are whores. Whores?
Tramps.
Oh! Whores generally, I feel like, have a place
homes.
To live. Yeah. And hobos don't have pimps. Some hobos are pimps.
I thought there were female hobos in the world. Or just not. Just talking about in the game.
Oh, I don't know.
But you've actually been pretty resistant to having any whores of any kind in the game. I think I once accidentally wrote the word whore somewhere that was, like, bound for gameness, and you totally took it out. Or I suggested the word whore.
Really?
No. Yeah.
I don't like whores.
You don't like whores?
No.
Weird. Everybody else likes whores.
Yeah.
Didn't you like Deadwood?
I did.
Lots of whores in Deadwood.
I guess that's true. Johab says, do you think that after the black market map is used and the blackbird flies away, could the familiar that was used before be re-equipped, or is this more work than it's worth? Yeah, it's more work than it's worth. Because you don't necessarily want that familiar back anyway. Juicy grubs and shimmering moths in the HP / MP drop-down menu? Huh. Roy Elliott Art Fund says, when you take the Altar of Literacy test, if you put in BL4CK for the last question, can they get a trophy but then never gain access to chat? I don't get... Why would anybody type that in there?
So they get a trophy, but then never go into chat.
ChefLob27 says, hey, could you guys make the RNG have the randomness of a shuffled deck of cards? That way things would happen in a fixed percentage of chances. What?
I don't know. I mean, things already have a fixed percentage of chance of happening.
ChefLob27 says, so, you have an idea for October's item of the month, but not September yet? Wake me up when September ends. Bum-bum-ch. Yeah, we've got August in the pipe, and October in something which is not a pipe.
The internet is a series of tubes.
yeah, we don't have anything for September.
We have some ideas.
Yeah. Okay.
How about a doppelshifter that lasts for 10 turns?
Yeah. That'd be a lot of familiars in a row.
Spoiler. Also, October is going to be new Mr. Store familiars.
Fuck.
But those aren't a lot of work. Those are just content.
You know, what if we did a doppelshifter replacement and just put it in Mr. Store as a one Mr. A familiar forever?
Which, what?
If we did a doppelshifter replacement.
Yeah.
But just put it in as a one Mr. Store, or one Mr. Accessory familiar in Mr. Store that was there all the time.
Specifically so people could always see the content.
Yeah.
It's an interesting idea.
Because I feel like, 2 years from... If we do another one, 2 years from then, I'm just going to have the same problem again. We're like, damn, that's a cool familiar, and I wish that people could still get one.
We should do another one that's like the Decapede. I think that's the only one that we've done that's like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how good that would be. We keep talking about it. It comes up every once in a while, right? We're like, I remember last Halloween, we were like, okay, inflatable, helium-filled inflatable skeleton, right? That's like... that gave stats as it got lighter and did more and more damage as it got heavier or something, and then they just always, those ideas always got poo-pooed. Derekan says, is Lord Hades 15 extra special? I asked because he's in the last two spots in the Lifetime Basement cleared leaderboard with the same player ID. How much did he bribe Zeno for that? That was actually evidence for a long time of the flag table problem.
Oh. Clever.
Yeah. ChefUb27 says, you know, I'm so used to not having to do the rest of the Nemesis quest, since it isn't finished yet, that I think the new part of the Nemesis quest should be optional. They're all going to be optional. One could enter battle with the Hobo Overlord and then decide to leave their room for a long time and then no one else can fight him. How would you guys fix it? Are you sure? Have you tried it?
Did we actually make sure that works?
No, it was totally tested. Yeah. And then he says, have you ever had a smoo-cacino? If you've seen Scrubs, you'll know what I'm talking about. I've seen the first 5 seasons of Scrubs, but I don't know what a smoo-cacino is. Hey, here's something. I had a party at my house, and somebody wrote on the whiteboard, Fishburger Donald Faison sandwich at Wendy's, half off. If anybody knows what the fuck that means, send me a message.
Fishburger
Donald Faison sandwich at Wendy's, half off.
Donald Faison.
Donald Faison is the guy who plays Turk on Scrubs.
Okay.
And he was the black girl's boyfriend in Clueless, you know. What was that girl's name?
Dion or Stacy Dash?
Stacy Dash. No, she's just the black girl. She was the only one I had ever seen at that time. I was very young.
I would like to. I'd like to watch Clueless again at some point because I remember it being. I remember having like zero expectations or negative expectations and then being pleasantly surprised. But yeah. I don't remember anything about the movie.
Paul Rudd, early Paul Rudd appearance.
Oh, Paul Rudd appearance.
Yeah.
He didn't like direct it.
No. He's one of the main characters. Well, he's not really one of the main characters. He's one of the primary characters.
You know,
yeah.
It makes me happy that the Freaks and Geeks group is still doing stuff because I feel like they never really got appreciated for that show, which would have been good. Oh, they might have posted. Someone has posted all of Freaks and Geeks to YouTube.
Oh.
Except for the last episode.
Oh.
And so I watched all of it up to the last episode. And I think they might have.
How many episodes were there?
18.
Oh, okay.
It's very short.
Is it good? Is it funny? Is it a half-hour show?
It's an hour show, I think. And so it's like 44 minutes, 46 minutes or something each episode. And it starts off pretty slow, but it starts to get into its own. It's, even if it's not good, it's kind of nostalgic, kind of. It's set in the early 80s, so it's earlier, it's like little before our actual time, but like
it's all stuff we remember.
Yeah,
and it's like reading X Entertainment.
Yeah, exactly. Like they somebody gets an Atari and they're like, oh, that's really cool. You know,
X Entertainment's been exciting. He's doing the for the entire month of July. He's updating the blog every day.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so that's all the people whose blogs I like stop updating them eventually.
It's a tough chore to maintain.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't, you know. I feel like you can run a website for about 5 years as a hobby, just constantly updating it, and then you're just like, you know what, this hasn't started making me any money yet, so I need to not spend all this time on it.
Yeah.
Brunching shuttlecocks, you know.
I'm surprised they weren't making any money off of that, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they might have been in the beginning. They were popular when you could still make some money from ads.
Yeah.
But then the bottom just kind of fell out of that.
How did Penny Arcade get to be so just ridiculously popular?
You know, one could argue by being good. So they have a lot of cachet, right? They can afford to charge a lot for advertising. They get a lot of work on the side too.
They have recently, but I mean, like, they built up to that somehow.
I think it's just by, you know, something awful, you know, it got popular, the forums were very active, a good community built up around it that started doing other stuff, and so something awful became kind of a fixture, and you know? I feel like that's probably kind of the same deal with Penny Arcade.
Huh.
I think they deserve it. It is amazing how much better the art has gotten since the early, like, if you go to the first Penny Arcade comic, it's like, this does not even look like the same thing.
SKCD's gotten a lot more consistent and sort of developed a solid style. The early stuff was, I mean, I guess the early stuff was just scans of his high school notebooks and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like that's getting more and more sort of a following.
Yeah. The, geohashing, those people got run off by a guy with a gun in one place.
Really?
Yeah, somebody posted in the forums, yeah, do not go to this one.
Yes, yep. Stuff, you know?
Yeah, no, that was when I went to my old work and had lunch with the remaining guys that I used to work with, my old supervisor was just talking about how lame and pretentious he thought XKCD was.
Really?
Yeah. It's a little highfalutin, you know.
God, it's like a math.
Yeah. But I can see how people would be like, you know, yeah. Smarty Pants thinks he's all awesome.
It's comics for nerds, man. Maybe you don't like dinosaur comics because you feel like it's the same thing, but
no, I don't like dinosaur comics because it isn't funny. Linguini Lad says, so why aren't there knickknacks or goo-gahs in the Lucky Sewer adventure? Well, because I didn't want you to be able to get one of each of them for a clover. Oh, no, that worked. Sorry, I was worried. Look at that number of flags go down. Did Rollover end? Rollover did. And
AC Goldman asks, what is the possibility of a version of KOL that can be played on a mobile phone internet? Mobile internet phone. Mobile phone internet. I was messing with around with a regular KOL on a demo phone, and the frames just mess it all up. It depends on what phone you have. I know people can play a significant portion of the game on like BlackBerry type phones.
Yeah.
On the iPhone, it's totally playable.
I mean, we don't want to support two different code bases.
Yeah, we're never going to make a mobile
frames
version.
And for not frames, yeah. We might make another game and make a mobile version of it. But,
yeah. We've been talking about making other games for so long. We've got to get on that.
Yeah.
Get on that.
Yes. Fineldar says, why do the Hobopolis bosses have the 30-round limit, especially Hodgman? Can't they have a 60-round limit or something like the Naughty Sorceress? We really intended for them to have shorter round limits, but we didn't end up doing it.
I balanced things with a 30-round limit in mind.
Yeah.
So, you know, there has to be some limitation on the combats. Otherwise, you could just sit in there forever. 30 rounds should be enough. You know, every boss is beatable by a well-played, well-geared level 15. You know? So.
Yeah.
By level 20, you shouldn't have any problem if you're using good strategy. Regardless of your sort of economic status in the game, at least. Oh, weird. Are people jick-rolling now?
Yeah, apparently.
Is that with the Jick Likes cone bread one?
Yep. Although, no, it's not. It's the Ninja Pirate Zombie Robot, but I forgot. Let's see. What is this? If foo equals one, name equals cone bread.
Where were you when this was shot? And also, isn't that Nightmare?
No, that's me. I think it was at some con in Seattle. Because Vita Londres is the one who...
Somebody says, now onto the riff roll.
Yeah. All right, so my favorite food is now cone bread.
Nice.
When somebody looks at me, so I'm pretty excited about that. Because I do like eating cone bread.
And Naked Jew says, yes, my Jick roll idea lives! It's been seen 283 times, man. 283.
Shrewd 2 says, I'm sure this has been asked before, but why are there coconut shells and bikini tops, but no actual coconuts as food? Also, will there ever be elemental fruit? Spooky pumpkins? Durians with stench and so on? What's a durian?
I don't know.
I thought... Why do I have the phrase rotten durian stuck in my head? Why do I have that stuck in my head?
Are you looking for it on the internet?
No, I was looking to see if there was a KOL item called a rotten durian. Some game has a rotten durian in it.
Tyler Salt asks if all the hobo glyph adventures are equally likely to appear. It's possible.
Castlevania. It was in Portrait of Ruin.
Possible they're not.
What was that question?
If all the hobo glyph adventures are equally likely to appear.
Someone else says, Jick, did you know there's going to be a new Castlevania DS? It's going to be called Order of Ecclesia. Check it out on Wikipedia. I knew about that. I don't know when it comes out, though.
That's cool. The Castlevania games were on the DS were a lot of fun.
No kidding, man. I just played through to 100% completion of Portrait of Ruin again.
Wait, you play a girl?
Yep. Named Shanoa. Yeah.
Huh. Autumn 2008. That's cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Neat. Well, now I'm excited. XL7 says, durian is the world's smelliest fruit. Let's see. Snuffstyle 420 says, special conclusion to combat when you and the monster kill each other at the same time. You know. Macho Boy says, is the number of rogue swarmers in the game increasing, decreasing, or holding steady? That is an excellent question. Why don't I find that out right now? Name equals rogue swarmer.
The
number of rogue swarmers in the game is, if I talk very slowly, I can make it seem natural that I'm waiting for the results of this script. It is, looks like it's holding pretty steady. Going down very slowly. It's from the last Crimbo. From the Crimborg stuff. It's like I forget exactly how it works. It's a combat item that sometimes regenerates itself.
I see.
Whatever. The more of them you use, the more likely you are to.
I see.
I don't actually remember how it works at all.
There was a lot of content last combo.
Yeah, it was awesome. Blizzbub says, as I deliver the final blow to Ed the Undying, inside a freaking tomb in the ground, the moonlight glints off my smiling mask. Where the moonlight is coming from, I don't think to ask. Hey, that rhymed. Okay. Remember in Legend, how they polished those
right.
plates? Yeah, that, everywhere that you are in KOL, Tom Cruise
is following
you. Yeah.
Setting up a complicated series of mirrors.
Yeah, yeah. Frankenbean says, did you folks actually implement a cooking recipe for the blackberry? No, though I did put my wife's blackberry in the microwave.
It was delicious.
Yeah. Gargle Bargle says, is the Epic Hat Quest going to be coming back online anytime soon?
Soon is a relative term. Riff's back in action. He laid out the 2009 calendar of loathing.
Yep.
It is hot.
It is. It's super awesome.
The cover is just so cool looking. It's just neat. It's gonna be cool. I am amazed by the quality of the artwork we get from our players.
Yeah. Fineldar says, Thursday's a mechanic show, so I got this rattling in my car. I think it's the carburetor, but no, seriously. Can you tell me the mechanic that makes it so I don't get a single non-combat in the entire clan sewer, even with plus non-combats and no plus combats? I had to fight my way through the whole thing. Or maybe the mechanic that made me get 16 cages. I think you should hire a real person to be the RNG, then fire him.
I think that was just bad luck.
Although, if you don't ever get any non-combats, you can't ever do the thing that increases the non-combat rate.
Yeah, but I mean, you can always get out of fights.
That's true.
So.
There's that new trick for, this kind of sucks, actually. You would probably want to fix this.
Uh-huh.
There is a way to basically tattered scrap without expending anything.
How?
I don't want to say, because it's something that some people know about and some people don't. And I don't know. It's not at all common knowledge.
This should not work reliably without any expense. That's bad.
It costs a turn, but it doesn't. It costs a turn, but it doesn't count towards the total. So,
So you are expending something.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
It doesn't count towards the total.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
Weird. Huh. We could take a music break if you wanted to. It being an hour in.
Are we... We got a lot of questions left to get through, though.
Do we? I haven't reloaded.
Let's not take a break. We can take a break at the end if we run out. Linguini Lad says, so pickpocketing in real life is for stealing money, so why can't I steal hobo nickels in-game?
No, it's not. Also, nickels aren't money.
It's
kind of metal.
Yeah.
But you pickpocket things besides money all the time.
Linguini Lad said, yeah, you get practice lock boxes.
Exactly.
You get
pipes,
flash powder.
Yeah.
Linguini Lad says, I found a hobo named Cthulhu Kobold Lips Belvedere. Wow, man.
The hobo name generator is so awesome.
Xmoodex says, make it possible to equip two offhand items.
No.
Yeah, I'm against that.
No.
Having two shields.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No.
You're just a wall of dude.
Oh, well, you have a lot of questions.
Some of them are some huge question that I think got repeatedly submitted during a period of lag. Discworldian says, where are the girl hobos? Are they committing such lewd acts in the Purple Light District that it is no longer PG-13, or can we simply not tell the difference? There are girls in the Purple Light District that are dancing in the club.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, they're magazines. I looked down off the balcony of this place, and I saw a bum sitting, no one could see him except me, where he was sitting, and he was poring over a page of some porno magazine and taking notes in a notebook.
You sure he wasn't just sketching the girl or whatever?
It looked like he was taking notes. I don't know. He could have just been sketching the girl, I guess. Equally crazy.
No, I've done that before.
That's true.
Sometimes you just read it for the articles.
Yeah. There was one, it was one page looked like a big spread out asshole, and
from where you were sitting.
Yeah.
It's, where could that have been that you could have made out all that detail?
Straight down off the balcony. He was in the bank parking lot.
I see.
That was the only way that I knew it was a... The pictures on the other page were too small, and there was some text in the middle of it, but it was definitely some hands peeling apart some cheeks.
I see. That's
yeah.
A great image for our audience.
Yep. Parafert says, the accordion thief buffs look oversized next to all the new icons. How about shrinking them a bit? What?
No idea.
Yeah, I don't understand what that
means. I guess maybe they take up the full 30 by 30 frame. But they're, I mean, everything, all the effect sizes are the same. There's just some white. Right. There might be some white space on some of the effects.
Antoid says, you should implement 100% Ragamuffin Imp Run trophy just to piss people off.
Yeah.
That's
a good idea. Actually, now that I think about it.
Cloud Strife says, the message when you're on stage, hallucination, is spelt wrong. Okay. I believe that is in a miscellaneous code fragment. Describe hobo crowd.
Spelt is also not a word, I don't think. Or it may have
been. Hallucination. Spelt is a word, but it means, like, some sort of flower.
Right. What? What? No, wow. Spelt is a part... A PT and PP of spell. So spelt is, as a noun, is wheat, but in the dictionary, it is apparently a part and participle of spell.
I feel like it's either antiquated or British.
I don't know. That is weird. But yeah, a particular kind of wheat native to Europe and Western Asia. Asia. Used chiefly for livestock feed. We went to this farmer's market today, and there was a beef stall there, and I was like, hey, you guys have organic, friendly, you know, happy cows? And they're like, yes, we do. And I was like, what do you feed them? And they're like, corn. And I was like, those are not happy cows. Those are unhappy cows.
They have too much acid in their rumens.
Cows cannot natively digest corn.
Rumens, countrymen.
I'm surprised that there aren't more imps in action.
Eleutheria says, option to use the divine champagne flute while drinking the gnomish brewery drinks? No.
Nope.
Have you ever taken your own glass into a bar and asked them to serve you beer in it? They won't do it. It's against the law. At least that's what they told me at Casey Moore's. It's against the law, dude. No, it's not. That doesn't make any sense. It's against the law.
Health code violation.
I don't know. I mean...
I could buy that.
You drink stuff out of your own mouth that you bring in with you, you know?
Okay.
Just saying. You pour it in there and then you swallow it. It's not against the law for them to give you a beer and then you pour it into your hand and drink it. Seal Clubber for Life says, Hidden Temple. Monsters like Temple of Doom. Maybe hat slash whip could help somehow. Just one idea, you know. Also, more weapons to meet Smith. There will eventually be more weapons to meet Smith. Perhaps soon. What kind of monsters were there in the Temple of Doom? Just thuggies.
Was it all? I mean, Temple of Doom had a bunch of insects.
They weren't, they didn't really fight them. He was just like, shut up, woman.
There were assassins of varying kinds.
But they were all thuggies.
No, there weren't there also... maybe
perhaps the Hidden Temple could be filled with bone thuggies in harmony. Yeah. Remember Bone Thugs in Harmony? I wish I didn't. Remember that one time when Rage Against the Machine, Bone Thugs in Harmony, and Henry Rollins recorded a song together? No, I'm not making that up at all. There really is something that bad in the world.
Wait, Bone Thugs
and
Harmony isn't bad.
And
neither is Rage Against
the
Machine.
Bone Thugs and Harmony, okay, Rage Against the Machine is goddamn terrible. Henry Rollins is an idiot. And Bone Thugs and Harmony, all they sing about is weed. Which I don't really care so much.
Crossroads is not about weed.
Crossroads is about weed.
No, it's not.
It's about weed and the internet, because there's that part where he's all... an anonymous FTP site.
What?
That's in that song, man. They're like, the song Crossroads is about getting stoned and uploading things to anonymous FTP sites. Dude,
what are you talking about?
I met that guy and he told me, you know, he could have just been so stoned that he didn't remember what the song was about anymore, but still, either way. No. So they somehow represent all of black culture.
Yes, there's four of them. One for each part of black culture.
One for each corner of the room that we pour wine in on Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa, man. That's just it's just a joke to ruin people's carpets. Serious. It's a conspiracy. Like the mentholated grape-flavored number two pencils. Did you ever see that episode of Drawn Together? It was a conspiracy to keep black people from doing well on the SAT and keep them out of college.
Oh, because they'd be chewing.
Yeah, they would start chewing on the pencil and not finish the test.
I see.
Yeah.
Wow.
That grape-flavored malt liquor in the can looked pretty awesome. We should get some of that.
No.
We should just ask for some and see if they shoot us. But technically, like, Smirnoff Ice is malt liquor.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because they don't have to put the... whatever it is. They can sell it at places where they only sell beer and stuff. Because it's technically a malt beverage.
I see.
Uber Noodle Boy says, you should make a Smurf familiar, and then to avoid spoiling it, you could call it the Smurf familiar. XYM says, there should be a way for a clan admin to review a list of items in the stash without having to kill our eyes with the drop-down list. Yeah.
You could.
Uber Noodle Boy met a hobo called Alan, the repeat offender Alan. Unintentional hilarity.
That's brilliant.
Rydette 42 says, how many special drops does Hodgman have? There's the overcoat. I'm not reading all these. That's all of them.
Wait. Whoa. How do they know about the...
Somebody got it yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Iocane powder.
Iocane powder.
Yep. Nice. Selden sent me a text message.
That's awesome.
IP got the hamster. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I just spoiled it.
Yeah.
I think people know about it.
Awesome. That is awesome. Well, cool. So the problem is, they got it with using the bug.
Yeah.
So now that somebody's actually gotten that, we are kind of in a bit of a bind.
In a pickle.
Right, because we can't... I don't know what to do with that in that regard.
Bluefinger says, the new chef staves are great, but why can saucers only get one in Bad Moon? Pastamancers are already much easier in Bad Moon than saucers. Well, but chef staves are more of a pastamancer thing.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't about... This was far more of a flavor thing than a making anything easier thing, you know? It was just... Cyber 34 says, did you know that Huey Lewis, Wesley Willis, and George Carlin are the same person? Think about it. You never see them in the same room. That's true. Huey Lewis is the only one of those people still alive. Wait, is Huey Lewis still alive?
I don't know.
What about Melville Dewey? He's definitely not still alive. What about Herman Melville? And Herman Wook? And, I wish I knew somebody whose first name was Wook. Fucking Herman Wook. Fusilla then points out that we're not actually in a bind at all. Fourth wall says we're going to change stuff. So.
Yeah.
Subbot says, if Hobopolis were compared to Ascension, it would be the most, like, casual. Will there ever be a dungeon more like Ronin or even hardcore? Limited resources would make things more challenging and do away with the tattered scrap tomfoolery allowed by most casual content.
Tattered scrap tomfoolery is one of the design limitations that we were working with.
Although, you know, one of the things written in the notepad on my iPhone is now that the tattered scrap code is, all the free runaway code is generalized, we could very easily make it not work on a zone-by-zone basis.
That's true. That is true.
You run into a wall and then get stuck back in the fight.
That's true.
Or whatever. NC Sorcerer says, you know, Jick, sometimes I wish there was just a zone for casual adventuring. You know, decent stats, decent items, decent meat, no massive amounts of everything or whatever. How about creating a zone like the Temporal Rift that requires you to complete an optional quest and can only be accessed at about level 20 or 30, with decent stats, decent items, and decent meat, but not like huge optimal things that will lead to massive farming.
Huh?
I mean, there are a lot of zones like that that have decent stats, decent items, and decent meat. But, you know, go.
People are always trying to maximize something, you know?
Slavik says, hello, Thursday crew. Here comes a long, long Thursday show suggestion. Although this is not my original idea. Somebody on the radio show way back in the archive suggested it. I feel that I should suggest it.
Well.
Rollover turn. What?
How long this is.
No. Rollover turn granting equipment should be changed. By whom? By you. Also, the passive voice. The idea is that one should actually have to use rollover turn granting equipment to gain its benefits as opposed to just putting on a custom outfit before logging off each day. Change equipment such that it gives an invisible fraction of an adventure to be added at rollover. For example, the chrome sword, which now gives 3 turns at rollover, might give 3/100ths of a turn, so to get the normal 3 adventures, one would have to use it for 100 combats, or maybe non-combats would count too. Depending on how Hot Stuff and Jake believe this should be balanced, it might be possible to get more rollover adventures than before, but they would come at the cost of us of using bleeding edge optimal equipment. It's long because that this huge repeats in the middle. I, as much as I like that idea, I don't like the idea of changing the way that it works now. I think that the whole rollover outfit thing is kind of fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, the idea of putting in a counter like that, that certain things give you...
Yeah. Certain behaviors or certain gear or something like that. That would be a way to get some gear that doesn't get used.
It'd be a way to do, like, a familiar that gave extra turns, you know?
I mean, we kind of already have one.
Well, but it's very random. It's not...
Oh. So have something that's more... You know... Yeah, as long as it's not something that...
Okay, here's what we do. We make a leprechaun that for every 10 turns you use it, you get an extra turn of rollover. Be awesome. Because who, you know, how would that hurt anything? This change would infuriate power players and give extra rollover turns to those who earn them. No, those who deserve them. Newbies. No farmer would be caught dead farming in time gear, but newer players leave on their dead guys' watches and chrome swords all the time. I'd be happy to give up my 26 rollover adventures from equipment for this cause. Go ahead, tank the market of time gear. I like the idea, but we can't. We can't do it. I don't think. You know, we could, I guess, but...
It's more complicated.
Nicodemus says, could you add a running total of turns spent in the current clan dungeon instance, please? You don't actually see that anywhere. There, that tally exists. So we could just show it in the log.
Yeah.
Total turns
spent so
this
far.
Run, yeah. Wave Dash says, make icicles less annoying / painful / deadly. You know what? You don't have to get hit by a single icicle.
Yep.
In fact, if you're not doing the stuff that makes you get hit by icicles, you never get hit by one. If all you ever did was go in and fight hobos.
Well, you get hit by icicles just fighting hobos.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
In the beginning?
If you never... Yeah.
Yeah, if you never do anything except fight hobos, I don't think you will ever get hit by an icicle.
That's true.
Yeah. Maybe people just don't know that. Maybe people don't understand how that works. It's a weird mechanic.
It is a weird mechanic. That whole zone was kind of designed as kind of a spay-the-thon.
Yeah. Crazy puzzle zone. Crazy puzzle boss fight.
Yep.
Super puzzle fighter.
I would not mind coming up with a puzzle dungeon, actually.
Yeah.
The whole thing is just sort of a complicated series of puzzles.
Well, the mine content is kind of like that.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I'm talking like a multiplayer dungeon.
Oh.
Like requiring people to get into a certain configuration of locations in order to open a particular door somewhere.
Sure.
And stuff like that, and like having to figure that out. You know, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. It would be interesting. I mean, it'd be interesting to stick little shortcuts in like that. If we had a clan dungeon that was more of a, you know...
A maze.
Not even a maze. Just like a long cave that you were fighting. You know, a linear series of 15 zones
right.
or something. Right? Like, and there were, you know, there were tricks to shortcut around certain ones.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Because that way, because the thing is, with a crazy puzzle dungeon like that, you know, you just never be able to do it with one person.
It depends.
Absorbent undergarments.
No, you know, we've got a variety of ideas for solving these problems for single players. That it just takes much, much longer to do.
That's true. Jimmy the Bard says, what sort of RPGs do you draw inspiration from? Well, that's a good question, Jimmy the Bard. My early influences were Might and Magic and Might and Magic 2, then Might and Magic 3 and Might and Magic 4.
What about Might and Magic Heroes?
Heroes of Might and Magic isn't really an RPG.
That is weird.
Well, if it was an RPG, it would be Might and Magic, but it's Heroes of Might and Magic. I think that the Heroes of Might and Magic was based on King's Bounty, which I think was one of John Van Cunningham's first games.
You never played any of the Ultima games?
No.
Wow,
I never
that's
did.
So weird.
I never played any of the
you
Ultima
would have,
games.
I think you would have enjoyed them.
You think?
Yeah.
Probably too tedious to play now.
I don't know.
The other RPGs that I really liked are Super Mario RPG and all basically everything in that series. Paper Mario, Paper Mario 2, the slightly graphically updated remix.
What surprises me is that your first thought was to go to video games, whereas my first thought was like Dungeons and Dragons and like all the White Wolf games and Rifts and
yeah, I just didn't
Shadowrun.
I didn't live around enough people to really play.
You would have. I wish you'd been. I wish you'd been friends in high school.
Yeah,
would have been awesome.
True. That may or may not be true.
That's probably true.
Yeah, maybe I would be your gay friend.
Because you're gay now.
No, if we'd gone to high school together, maybe I would be gay and having sex with two dudes at the same time now.
That's possible. That is possible. Now you're going to regret that now.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wish I had sex with more dudes in high school.
Yeah. But, alternatively, I could be the guy who worked on Auto Assault.
That's true.
Yep. Turns out I didn't see any of the content that he worked on in Auto Assault.
And now no one will.
Yeah, no one ever will.
That sucks.
Yeah. Now he's working on some game where you hurl dudes through buildings. But, there you go. You know, I played a little bit of D&D, you know, subterranean, desert, all that. I played some,
You played Tune.
I played Tune with Scully, yeah. We made up a lot of... we made up role-playing game rules and played them at lunch.
Did you ever look at GURPS for that kind of
no.
stuff? Okay.
Partially it was because, like, about half the people at the nerd table were just people who didn't have any money.
Right.
And so the sort of preppier nerds eventually left and left us to our... it's not that I didn't have money to buy role-playing game books. I mean, I had a job when I was in high school, and right. I didn't really have... You know, I spent all my money on cassettes. Which I could have easily bought role-playing game books, but it was more fun to make up my own, you know?
It's harder to make up your own music that you like.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. We tried a little bit. It just didn't work very well. But yeah, I made the very popular Circus Wars RPG, which
right. I remember seeing your notes on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Couple pages. You could be a strong man or a clown or a
an acrobat. I think. Yeah. And I even wrote a module, Johann's Big Top O'Doom, with a crude hand drawn map. Scully had the vampire one. This guy Nate wrote a mafia role-playing game and like a Wild West one that we played some.
One of my high school friends that you didn't meet made a game that was like a post-apocalyptic, like sort of cyberpunky type game that was really cool.
Car Wars. I don't know that Car Wars has really influenced
anything ever. Poor Steve Jackson.
I would really like to play Car Wars on it. The Car Wars is fucking awesome.
It was great. But yeah. it was kind of...
It was very difficult to play. Like, it was very labor-intensive to play. Like,
what's weird is that in some sort of weird sort of twist, D&D has come back to that kind of style of play now.
To what style?
Well, you have sort of miniature... You have figures on a board that you're moving around, and there's very specific sort of... rules and stuff.
Part of that, I think, is Wizards of the Coast are wizards at marketing more than anything else. But I am so much more apt to play Dungeons and Dragons now.
The 4th edition rules.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that it makes it kind of like a tabletop MMORPG.
Yeah.
Is fascinating and interesting.
Though I wonder how much of a hassle, you know, actually rolling the dice and keeping track of the numbers is going to make it seem like when it takes an hour to resolve a combat.
It's, you know, just MMORPGs are just everything that RPGs just wanted to be, you know, except for the storytelling
parts, you know, and so that's... It's the Dungeon Master's Guide for 4th edition, I've actually been reading that lately. It is pretty interesting. It sets a lot of stuff up like it's a computer game. It's like, okay, so here's a sample of a situation where you're trying to negotiate with this duke for him to, you know, give you some hirelings or whatever to go with you to slay the kobolds, right? And it's like, all right, so you've decided that this is a medium-level skill challenge, so it requires 6 successes on either intimidate, bluff, diplomacy, or whatever, and 3 failures will end it, right? And it is very much the back and forth, like, okay, well, the duke says la-di-da-di-da, and then you say rrr. But it's all in the context of, you know, you rolling against skills, and it's like, it just, like, it kind of turns it into a video game, you know? It's like the parts of it that haven't been turned into a grid-based,
right,
you know, game of Archon or whatever have been turned into a text adventure. Another putt says, is the campground going to see some changes that aren't dwelling related? I mean, the entire campground is kind of dwelling related.
Yeah. In that sense, you're going to fix things that have been out of order for a while.
Aegis Black says, what would you do for a Klondike bar? Your mom. John Johnson says, will there be more clan dungeons? Yes, but people from Wisconsin will be prohibited from entering them. I'm sorry. Charles Martel says, it doesn't have to be so hard to figure out how to use Radio KOL. One could put a link to Winamp directly in the radio page. That's my bugbear!
I have a voicemail.
A voicemail?
If any of your people care at home.
I don't know that I would feel okay providing a link to Winamp anymore.
Why?
Because Winamp
it's
just
so bloated and
so
stupid.
Bloated and assy that it's it like.
You could have linked to iTunes.
Yeah, I don't know if Cool Player supports Shoutcast.
Cool Player.
Yeah,
oh,
Cool Player is what I started using because I can double click on a song and the song will start playing as opposed to double clicking on a song and waiting. I think I timed it at like 22 seconds between the time when I clicked on the song and the time when the music actually started playing.
I find it a little frustrating that so iTunes was basically developed by people who had written a piece of software called SoundJam. And SoundJam was awesome. You could organize your music however you liked. And then, you know, it was very sort of straightforward and perfect. And then they got rid of a lot of that functionality in iTunes. And I don't know why they felt the need to sort of organize your music for you. I don't know why a lot of these players, like a lot of MP3 players or whatever, don't let you just keep things however you want. I find it kind of frustrating.
Salian says, currently VMAS crit effects seem to override Hodgman's whacking stick crit effects. Any chance of them stacking? I wouldn't have thought that one of those things would override one of the others. I don't know. Happy Dance says, ever consider monsters fleeing a fight? Ultra rare or something? That's definitely a theoretical mechanic that we have. I, for one, would enjoy working on a clan dungeon where the trash mob fights were interesting in some way. You know, we were talking about this. Stuff that does, like, prismatic damage or stuff that does just flat plus spell damage. There is almost never a case now where you're going into a zone and you need to be able to do more than one type of damage at a time. But if we had a zone that just had five different monsters in it and each of them was a physically resistant, elementally aligned monster of each element, it'd be hard to gear up for that. You know, and it would require some combat items and stuff, and you'd actually have to think about it in each fight. And, that'd be cool. And monsters that ran away from you. You know, a zone where there were, handful of monsters that just wasted a turn if you didn't kill them quick enough, or if you didn't do the right thing when they say hey, you have to say ho, or they run away the next turn, you know?
Hey.
Ho. Gunther Maplethorpe says, are the plus X percent spell damage items supposed to stack? Like, say, Oscus's Wand and Staff of the Grand Flambé. Apparently they don't. They should stack, yeah. Eddie Trojan says, reagent potion bug? I'm getting back three times the number of potions I cook. I think that's because you have Way of Sauce, and that's one of the features that it does.
The game is too complicated.
Yeah. Auten5 says, I've noticed that there's a ton of beggars in chat, so instead of completely banning them for the last time, restrict them to channel beggar, where they can exchange the same meat over and over again. No, the thing is, I'm never going to make that channel. I'm never going to make the channel jackass that you get sent to, because it would just become a badge of honor getting sent there, and it would encourage people to do lame shit in chat to get banned so that they could get access to the cool new channel. Some other dude says, the Seal Clubber description mentions that they hail from the frigid Northlands. Will we ever be able to adventure in these fabled wastes? Maybe someday. If only there was some sort of air travel that could take you to all the different areas of the planet. You can go to distant lands off to the west in a boat. Kingdom of Loathing is kind of like Europe, I guess. Because the distant lands are off to the west and are clearly America. Of the Hill People says, dear Jake, did you know you're a beetard? Someone apparently loves you on 4chan, and then links to a picture.
I don't understand what that means.
Rickett says, Jake, why can't you tell time?
Tell time to do what?
Osiris says, have you seen the Diablo 3 trailer? Any opinions, especially related to the trailer? I'm excited.
I've not seen the trailer.
Oh.
Have you watched the trailer?
Yeah.
Did I watch the trailer?
I don't think so.
Why did you watch it without me?
Sure. I think you were probably asleep or
dead.
Yeah, you were in the shower.
I see.
Or something.
Fine.
My wife saw it. The Diablo 3 gameplay trailer.
Oh, yeah. Does it look cool?
She's excited. It looks cool as hell.
Well, let's play it.
play Diablo 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
When does it come out?
It's from Blizzard, yeah.
Oh, so they have just started development.
Comes out when it's done. It looks far along, honestly.
Yeah, but so did
StarCraft 2 a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
I would imagine that it is a lot easier to balance a game like Diablo than it is a game like StarCraft. You know, balancing the random item generation has got to be tricky, but if you just sort of acknowledge that 99% of the stuff that's dropping is useless, which it just is, you know. The inventory system, I was a little disappointed. I like the paper doll inventory system.
Where things take up multiple slots.
Yeah.
They can write that?
Apparently.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was kind of interesting.
Yeah. It was frustrating. I mean, part of the game of Diablo is, oh shit, my bag's full.
What should I drop?
Yeah.
This giant bow or...
Right, right.
10 runes. The answer's the bow.
Ibra says, hey guys, thanks for giving me a chef staff in my Bad Moon Postomancer run. XL7 says, anything new planned for PvP? Anything new? And how?
Yeah, it's just... You know, don't hold your breath, because you'd be dead by then. Even if you're really good at holding your breath. Or you're a robot.
Sharif Del Monte says, the band Soylent Gringo is all about KOL, all members play. Way to be a sub-famous game with sub-famous rockstar fans.
See, sub-famous, I feel like that's a good term. I'm sub-famous on the internet.
Punicron says, I've recently been playing Zelda Ocarina of Time. Have you ever considered changing how Accordion Thief buffs work so instead of selecting them from the skills dropdown, we'd have to memorize some bullshit sequence of musical notes for each one and play them on some in-game accordion interface? I'm sure it wouldn't be annoying at all. I liked that aspect of Ocarina of Time.
I should play that now that I can. What, you don't think I should play
it? It looks so bad. It just looks so bad.
You... whatever.
Bellic Bass says, if you have more than one item that controls the flavor of spells, i.e. Old Scratch's Manacles, Chester's Medallion, and Wanda Vasquez, what takes priority? I don't know. Honestly, probably...
randomly chooses?
It wouldn't randomly choose. It would the last one that sets the spellament attribute on the player.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah,
it depends on the order that it's checking the item enchantments, I guess. Thuck, says, is it possible to get the spooky hockey mask while using free rest from the Disco Bandit spells? Skills, yes.
So you can actually dream without taking a turn.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
Le Spectre says, I heart the PM ghosts. Will we see any additional love for them? Some point, yeah. Shrewd 2 says, my familiars are bored. Would it be possible to make a quest where your familiar adventures on its own? That'd be interesting. Make a little sub-game.
Tiny little cave that you have to send your familiar into.
Oh, they'd actually move through?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, because it would give us an excuse to make a little dungeon crawl, you know? Like, it would... You know, we could make it take 5 turns to play it or whatever, and then it could... You know, there could be some things where, like, certain familiars were good at doing certain things. And,
yeah.
Huh. That'd yeah, that's a super neat idea. Sharif Del Monte says, what 80s sitcom babe is the hottest? I've got Alyssa Milano, Christina Applegate, and Justine Bateman. And which one of you is a Delta Burke, Big Beautiful Woman fan? Alyssa Milano, hands down, of those three.
Yeah.
I never really thought that Christina Applegate was all that attractive. I do hate blondes. Except blondes with dark eyebrows. You figured out that blondes with dark eyebrows I find attractive if they're attractive.
Really?
Regular blondes, I don't like. Yeah. And Sharif Del Monte also
aged well.
Extra points for B. Arthur fetishes. Now, I still think B. Arthur's hot. QWERTYU63 says, have you guys ever thought about making a card game?
Oh, God.
Fungi says, seriously, the Knob Goblin Harem Girl disguise outfit looks like a mouth with an oversized tooth.
What?
Oh, no, the head. Putinesca says, can you add the Scarab Hobo parts collected to the dungeon logs, please? Pretty please, with frozen eyes on top. Fine, I'll put that in the Hobopolis to-do list. I'm going to have to make it... Yeah, I think I came up with a with an idea.
In a in one of my favorite cartoon movies, Tiny Toons, what I did on my summer vacation, which I've been looking for on DVD, or just a copy of it somewhere that I could actually, like, watch again. There was a riverboat named the Delta Burke. It's pretty funny.
Chopstick says, hey guys, you know what might be fun? A familiar that's more effective as you have more ascensions completed. You know, if you keep getting passives and familiar boosting skills, every familiar is more effective than more familiar. Of the Hill People says, Deirdrick, have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight? No. Type Login says, I like the TV series Avatar and Firefly. Go watch them. Radioactive Cheese says, how come you can still buy and consume booze in the hobo marketplace while a teetotaler? Whoops.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, because our QA is for shit.
That's funny.
I love our QA. It's the sweetest process in the world, and God bless it.
Are you going to fix that right now?
No.
Okay.
Dr. Risen says, Dear Chicken Hot Stuff, I have northern exposure and tolerance to the kitchen skills with no equipment on, and on my character screen it states that I have considerable hot protection and low cold protection. Bug, what are you sleeping on? Glebe says, damn, you got a big flag table. Damn, you got a big flag table. Why'd you say it twice? I didn't.
Yeah.
Lispectra says, have you guys played Song Summoner for the iPod? It's really sweet. No. There's some Square Enix game for the iPod that just came out. For the iPod.
Weird. You know, that is aggravating.
What is?
I went to post the thing that you just posted in the wiki.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wishbot says, wiring fucking is happening now! Istanbul says, stop being made of bees! GigaShadow555 says, 10 dozen minutes of chicken hot stuff playing with mics.
Yeah.
Wishbot says, late complaint. In case you were unaware, the turtle totem looks like a black man's penis, thus implying that you are gay. Embarrassing. Macaroni the Bent says, is the new sandworm drop affected by plus item drop percent, or is it a different mechanism? It is a totally ordinary mechanism. Dr. Risen says, oh my god, Jick at Gen Con, my wet dream has come true. I live 2 hours from India and I can pray to you in person. Then you could buy me booze. Yay, booze. From Indy. The Kathrevan says, help, I'm stuck in a PMing machine.
What does that even mean?
Help, I'm stuck in a... trapped in a fortune cookie factory. Monopoly Man 001 says, by the way, Monopoly Man, Monopoly sucks. Is it just me, or are all the outfits from Hobopolis loot zappable into other parts except Frosty's outfit?
You know, Frosty's should be...
Yeah, it should be zappable.
Everybody else's. Yeah, it should be fine.
Ginger Joe says, I have an iTouch, which is basically the same thing as an iPhone, and I can't log into KOL. Is there something I'm doing wrong? I have JavaScript turned on. I don't know. I've never tried.
Somebody was using their iPhone to play KOL, so I think it should be possible.
Huh. The doc says, idea for September Mr. Store item. Familiar equipment that turns any familiar into an inflatable dodecapede type. Makes it more powerful at less weight. The problem now is that we wouldn't know where to cap it.
Yeah.
That might be interesting, honestly. Because plus weight stuff makes dodecapedes worse.
Right.
Right? So just the passives, that might be interesting. Because you can never really get it past 20, you know?
Wait, what do you mean, I guess?
What do I mean?
They're talking about having a familiar item that turns any familiar.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't understand.
Okay, so you'd basically pull it out, and it would be 20 pounds if it was wearing the thing. You wouldn't be able to change it. You wouldn't be able to add anything to it. So I think that's worse for somebody with a lot of skills and gear than not having it. Because the dodecapede is basically on a 20-pound curve.
But all the skills and stuff actually make it lighter.
No, they don't.
I mean, they reduce it to... They keep it at...
No,
zero.
They don't.
They do. Empathy, no. Empathy is minus
one. Only the passive.
Right.
Only the one you can't turn off.
Right.
There's only that one.
There's one... Something else.
I don't think so. I think there is only one thing coded specifically to make a doppelshifter lighter.
Well,
doppelshifter, a dodecapede.
But there's also the equipment, which makes it lighter, and there's the balloon.
Well, sure, but you couldn't put equipment on this thing if it was wearing this equipment. yeah. The Full Metal Archivist says, a durian is a really stinky fruit that's popular in Asia. Maybe other places, I don't know, but they smell terrible. Urutsini says, a durian has the most horrible smell of the known fruits. The flesh... the flesh is actually quite tasty, if interesting. It's from Asia.
So a rotten durian is just particularly smelly.
Dr. Van Mojo says, is there a hook to this year's calendar, like be the first to find out about the new holidays was last year? Now, in fact, is there new writing in the back or anything, or is it the same holiday text as last year? I'm assuming it's just the same.
I don't know.
As last year.
Looks like it's the same.
Seal Tamer says, a cafeteria lady gave me some bad food today, and I jokingly asked her if she had some high main, and she told me to shut the fuck up. Do you know what I can respond to her? I think I would just stop talking to that woman. Scarfidon says, I met a hobo named Salty in the ER today. He seemed somewhat fascinated by the concept of Hobopolis, or he might have just been pretending to be interested because I was feeding him. Dr. Van Mojo says, the wild hair is the familiar that gives you an extra roll of return when you use it. Smoot says, the fat dad from Clueless in Season 1 also did the commercials for Ditech.com. Are you talking about the TV show Clueless, though? Because that shit isn't canon. That shit ought to be fired out of a canon. GigaShadow555 says, so, do you guys ever watch Doctor Who? The new series is hella sexy. I watched the first couple episodes and I thought it was really stupid. Like, it was silly. I remember the original Doctor Who being really boring, but not being really silly. GigaShadow555 says, Jick, an NPC store based on PvP rank sounds like a pretty sexy idea. Seal Tamer says, will there ever be a way to sleep with the naughty sorceress? No.
She's not that naughty. Or naughty in that way.
Gannett Swift says, so, class-specific familiars, maybe as a reward for the guild quest? How's that coming, by the way?
Man.
Green Elivec 75 says, Dear Jake, if you do implement the familiar dungeon crawl thing, you could add that familiar's equipment as a potential reward. That could be an interesting mechanic for hardcore. Yeah, it could be, actually.
Yep. Or, I mean, it could all be about familiar equipment and different kinds of familiar equipment and stuff.
Yeah. That'd be something that would be worth making a new set of equipment for every...
Every familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you suddenly turn it into, like, oh, let's do this fun thing into...
Yeah.
Just a retarded amount of work that we now have to do in perpetuity as well. People wouldn't really be able to dig going through stuff as familiars, though, that, like...
I mean, it's going to be a huge amount of work, no matter what, to you know, write different messages and stuff.
We should make secret rooms that only, like, hand turkeys can get into.
Yes. Yes. It could all be done using recycled mine graphics and... existing item images.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Dungeon crawl. That'd be cool.
Huh. I just lost my internet connection. Or maybe I didn't.
You suck at the internet?
Maybe it reconnected my internet. Went through too many questions too fast.
That's because you keep skipping over a lot of stuff.
GigaShadow555 says, so whatever happened to the post-apocalyptic game you guys were talking about? Were we talking about a post-apocalyptic game?
Yeah, we've had a bunch of post-apocalyptic.
We're talking about that robots game.
Yeah.
Smoot says, King's Bounty is an awesome game. To this day, I still play it from time to time.
What is King's Bounty?
It was the original game that, it was the John Van Cunningham game that was the sort of precursor to Heroes of Might and Magic.
You know what is a good game that I really enjoyed was Heroes Quest, the original Heroes Quest.
Yeah. I played a lot of it, but it was...
You couldn't fight.
My computer was too slow to do anything in the combat. It was so unresponsive that...
But, like, it was an RPG. You could skill up on stuff. There were a bunch of little quests or, like, tasks that could be completed different ways depending on which class you were and which skills you had and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that was just, you know, it was... That's the kind of game that I loved as a kid. And it was kind of like an RPG, kind of.
Kinda.
Because you had a character that you skilled up, you know.
Dr. Motive says, thank you for saying that Rage Against the Machine is terrible. I get cold stares when I say that most of the time. Tajian says, will you ever have a radio show with you and your wife? Also, does she help with the dev team? She is a productive and contributing member of the dev team. And, I don't know, I'll do a radio show with my wife someday.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will. We can argue about stuff, because that's funny. And we could yell at each other about stuff, because that's funny. And I could say things about boobs, and you could call me gay. And you could get mad at me because I regret not having sex with women in high school.
No.
Or I guess they weren't women in high school.
It was dudes.
It was dudes, yeah. So that's okay. Pyron says, antiquated or British. Shouldn't that be an and? You know, we could just stop early, since we didn't take a break.
That's true. We're running out of steam.
Sir Jeffrey of Visseldorf says, am I the only one who saw energy drink IVs and wondered where the first three were? Dr. Risen says, I'm sleep on a bed of colds, sir. I dumb. You're not dumb. You just don't think about stuff like that.
The game has gotten too complicated.
Captain Kirk says, a secret room that only hand turkeys could get into would be doable with the new doppelshifter, which you should do. I love that idea. Do it, Jake. Do it, Jake. Do it, Jake.
So, always available. That's interesting. You could do it in October. It could replace one of the two Mystery Familiars.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. They could replace both of them.
It's a good idea.
Urutini says, can you get ultra rares from the trash heap? You can get all kinds of shit from the trash heap. No, I'm not making fun of black people. Let's see if there's
Everybody knows that the trash heap is mostly white.
But I'm bumped. Let's see. Fusilaban is ready, and...
You've got an 8-minute song.
Damn it, I don't have an 8-minute song. I have a 2-minute and 55-second song.
55.
All right, we'll see you guys. We'll see you guys around.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Lightning round next Wednesday or Thursday.
If the gun run does it.
That's true.
Lightning round next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.